After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter there, whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." This is the word of the Lord. We are called to follow Jesus. And last week, we noticed in Luke chapter 9 that we are called to follow Jesus in two main ways. First is to seek God, just as the disciples saw the glory of the Lord in Jesus who was transfigured on the mountain. We are to spend our days looking for God's glory wherever God's glory is, which is everywhere. Also, we are called, as we follow Jesus, to love our neighbor, to help others, to be kind to the poor, to give people assistance when they need help. That's our job. Now, in chapter 10, Luke gives us a little more instruction and tells us a little more of the background of this new kingdom that Jesus has started. Basically, what Luke is saying here is that Jesus is presenting a whole new way of living. That in the old days, people would just go about their business and they would seek to be powerful over others. They would try to conquer one another. They would try to defeat one another. Well, Jesus brings in a kingdom of peace and says, now it's a new day. I'm inaugurating a way for people to get along with each other, that they will not live according to the old days, filled with strife and discord and factions and hating one another. No, this is a new day where people will show kindness to one another. They will be patient with one another. They will forgive each other, and it will be really different than anything you've experienced up until now. Basically, that's the message of the kingdom, and that message today is just as radical as it was when the disciples started telling the world 2,000 years ago. This kingdom of peace, where people show love instead of discord. And Jesus outlines very clearly how this will work and begins with the phrase that is startling, "I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Really? Jesus is sending us kind of like migrant, itinerant evangelists going around talking about this new kingdom, and we are like lambs, vulnerable, weak, helpless, cute, adorable, but, well, pretty much in danger. And we're being sent out in the midst of wolves. Jesus recognizes that it's dangerous out there. And I know exactly the lay of the land, Jesus says, but I'm just telling you how it is. Well, what are these wolves? Look around and see all kinds of wolves. Whenever we, you know, enter the streets, we find people who are wolves. Our church got invaded by a few even recently. Last Sunday, in fact, someone walked in the back door and stole a cake that we were planning to enjoy after worship. That's a wolf. This week sometime, someone threw this rock through a window in our church, through a basement window. That's a wolf. Also, for 2 weeks in a row now, we've experienced somebody walking by and opening up our sprinkler box and manually turning on the sprinkler at a few stations and then leaving him run. Those are wolves. We don't need this. This is dangerous. This is vandalism. This is theft. This is hurtful. There are lots of other wolves. There are wolves out there in the world, and we see them in corporations. There's a corporation I especially don't like. It's the Philip Morris Corporation. They used to kill people with tobacco, and now they find other ways to hurt people, but they have pretty much spent their existence hurting each other. And those are wolves. I've noticed that most politicians are wolves. I'm sure that there are a few lambs in the bunch, but I haven't noticed too many. I've only known two politicians personally. One tried but couldn't get elected, and the other, when he was elected, found out that cooperation wasn't allowed, and so he quit. Those are the only two politicians I've ever known personally. Now, I know that I don't know all of them, but most of the ones that I've read about, seen on TV, they're wolves. They usually don't have our best interest in mind. They usually are full of selfishness and self-interest. And, yeah, those are wolves. Thinking of another wolf, let's think of the oil companies. Oil companies like to pollute our air, and they want us to choke on polluted air, and they are very, very opposed to any renewable energy because it threatens their well-being. And so they are putting up barriers to try and keep renewable energy off the landscape. That's not right. We need renewable energy. That would be good. They're wolves. Well, we're being sent as God's people into the world to talk about a whole new way of being, where there will be love for one another, not competition, where we will help one another. We won't hurt them. There's a great quote someone once wrote, I don't even know who it is, wrote that Christianity is about helping others and controlling ourselves. Whenever it becomes controlling others and helping ourselves, it's no longer Christianity. I think that's true. We've been sent into the world like lambs in this very difficult business of announcing a new way of life. And Jesus makes it sound easy. All you have to do is just walk up and say, "Peace." And if people say, "Hey, that sounds good," you're in. And if people say, "No, we're really not into that. We like to stay with the old way of doing it. We're going to fight with each other and try and conquer each other. So you take your peace and go back home." If anyone says that, Jesus says, "Don't worry about it. I'll take care of them. It would be better for Sodom than for that town." Whoa. Now, sometimes when we enter this difficult place of the wolves, we, as lambs, kind of feel vulnerable and we want to give ourselves a little more advantage. Throughout the years, disciples of Jesus have said, "Well, maybe there's a way I can help myself and give myself a little defense, maybe make myself stronger." So we work on things. We'll say, "Maybe if I have a good strategy, then I'll outwit those wolves and outsmart them, and then I'll defeat them." And Jesus says, "No, no, you don't even need a strategy. Just go say peace. You don't need any resources. Just say peace." Sometimes we think to ourselves, "Well, we're pretty adorable, so maybe if I can build on the empathy of these wolves and work on them, they won't hurt me because I'm so adorable." That is a waste of time. Wolves don't have empathy. Wolves eat little lambs. Don't try it. It's not worth your time. Sometimes we think we can influence wolves, that we can become stronger than wolves, that we can talk our way out of them, we can work on them through our influence. Jesus is pretty clear, you don't need that. All we need is the promise of God and to say, announce peace. God promises that if we announce this peace and create a system of welcome, that Jesus will be there. And not only will Jesus be there, Jesus will be there with the very power of God. That God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, will be present with us as weak, vulnerable lambs and will protect us and help us and guard for us and, well, keep us safe. That's a promise. The whole ordeal of being lambs in the midst of wolves is very challenging. And we almost have to be reminded of who we are and what this is like. We tend to want to forget, and we tend to want to build ourselves up and act like we're in that old regime again. But we're not. We're just lambs. A little story. Maybe it won't feel like it was a big deal to you. And it might not have been, but it sure felt wonderful to me. On Tuesday this week after, well, it was on Sunday morning, I had put the cardboard over the window that the rock came through. On Tuesday, I finally got after it and said, "I better get this window fixed." And I was out there on the north side of the building, scratching my brow and wondering what to do. And our neighbor Bill over here on the corner came walking by and He chuckled and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, we've got this broken window, and we've got to figure out something to do." He laughed, and he said, "Well, I happen to be a pretty good glazer." And he went back and got his tools. Another neighbor, Jean, right on the alley, she came walking by and said, "What happened?" I said, "Somebody broke the window." "Oh." She started picking up glass. I said, "Jean, you're going to hurt yourself." "No, I'm not going to hurt myself." And she began picking up glass. Together, all three of us fixed the window. That doesn't seem like much, but you have to keep in mind, these two folks know that they're neighbors, but they're about as opposite as you can get. I love them both. I consider them parishioners, even though they don't come to church here. I'm their pastor. But they are very different. One is just sees the world one way, and the other sees the world almost the opposite way, in terms of politics, in terms of religion, in terms of just outlook. And there they were, working together. And they were cordial with each other. They acted like they, could get along with each other. And it was wonderful. And the time flew by, and it was not stressful or had any sense of discord or any sense of hate or problem. It was peace throughout and joy. And it just struck me, this small little thing is what Jesus has done with the kingdom of God. And Jesus intends this to happen in every town, in every country, in every language, among every people in the universe. It's a new day. And it's our job to announce it. Peace.